This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to The Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity, music, and entertainment news. Kendrick Lamar has hit back at Drake amid their long-running feud, releasing a new diss track entitled Euphoria. The six-minute song is a scathing attack on everything from Drake's biracial identity and parenting abilities to his alleged use of ghostwriters and misogynistic lyrics. The track also makes reference to Drake's use of AI-generated Tupac vocals in his own diss track, Tailor Made Freestyle, which was removed from social media after Tupac's estate sent Drake a cease and desist letter condemning the move. Unsurprisingly, Drake appeared to poke fun at Lamar's lyrical takedown by posting a clip of Julia Stiles' 10 Things I Hate About You character Kat Stratford listing all the things she supposedly hates about her love interest, which many have taken to be Drake's sarcastic response to lyrics in the song which list things Kendrick hates about Drake.
I hate the way you talk to me and the way you cut your hair. I hate the way you drive my car. I hate it when you stare. I hate your big dumb combat boots and the way you read my mind. I hate you so much it makes me sick. It even makes me rhyme.
FKA Twigs has revealed she's developing her own AI deepfake to interact with her fans in order to spend more time in the studio writing and recording. The British singer-songwriter appeared in Capitol Hill this week to testify in support of regulations controlling AI deepfakes. However, she also added that when used responsibly, the technology can be a useful tool for artists. She explained that her deepfake counterpart is trained in her personality and can even use her exact tone of voice to speak many languages. She plans to deploy her AI Twigs later this year to handle online interactions, leaving her with the time and solace to devote herself to her craft. It comes as a recent poll shows that 83% of UK adults agree that an artist's trademark personality should be protected against AI in law. And although Twigs is a future-facing artist looking to embrace the possibilities of new technology, she also stated that a third party should not be allowed to use AI to replicate someone's likeness without their consent. She ended her testimony with an urgent call to action, saying, "It is therefore vital that as an industry and as legislators, we work together to ensure we do all we can to protect our creative and intellectual rights, as well as the very basis of who we are." Willow has called her new album Empathogen her first grown-up album, explaining that while she's only 23, she feels her music has now matured beyond her years. Speaking of her breakthrough track, Whip My Hair, which she released at the age of 10, Willow called it a live loud, express yourself anthem, adding that 15 years on, her message hasn't really changed and she wouldn't want it any other way. Fans of Jurassic World, Camp Cretaceous, are shocked that Wednesday star Jenna Ortega won't be reprising her role as Brooklyn in its sequel, Jurassic World: Chaos Theory. Ortega voiced Brooklyn in the original series, but in a trailer for its sequel, she appears to be killed off in the first 10 seconds. While it has been confirmed that she won't be returning to the Netflix series, some fans think it's all just a ruse, and Ortega's character will reappear in the season's final episodes.
Darius, you said you'd be here.
And finally, St. Vincent has shared her experiences working with both Dave Grohl and Taylor Swift. The American singer-songwriter recalled how she asked her longtime friend and Foo Fighters frontman Grohl to add some heavy-hitting drums to two of the tracks on her new album All Born Screaming, explaining how the room lights up whenever he plays. She also spoke about how the Swifties decided Cruel Summer should be a hit, even though it wasn't released as a single, calling it a crazy but welcome change in world economies. If you're after some royal content, then check out Hello's other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast, which has just dropped a new episode called A Right Royal Jam. This week, our hosts discuss Meghan Markle's new venture with America Riviera Orchard, which saw her send out 50 jars of homemade jam to her celebrity pals. They also speak to royal editor Hannah Furness, who discusses what the Duke and Duchess's new projects mean for the future.
Let's face it, everything she does is controversial in some quarters. This isn't necessarily what we were led to expect when they first left the royal family. There was a lot of talk about philanthropy, all kinds of topics that were quite serious, and that has quietly disappeared. And
in its place,
we have this new product range.
Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates from your favourite celebrities.